Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Under 30 minutes away from G-Bag of the Day and under 40 minutes away from L.A. Live as we got you here, hour number four of the G-Bag Nation. Zach Wolchuk, the Super Bowl winning scout Brian Broaddus, Eric Chiafalo, Lucius Alexander in Match Control, and Austin Nix coordinating your video. Thank you so much for spending your Monday with us here on a USA. Go ahead and advance to the quarterfinal for the first time since 2002 in the World Cup Monday, 877-881-1053, always the number to text and join the conversation. But without further ado, let's do a little football's finest, shall we?
A list filled finest right after this.
But at the end of the day, it's about taking it a day by a time. A day and a day, just continuing to do that.
You cannot lose games in the NFL and still win.
To win games, you have to win the game, not lose the game.
It doesn't matter. He pulls another rabbit out of his head.
Okay, we have a filthy voice, Jimmy Kempski, who has ranked from 1 to 32 all of the NFL press box food. Okay? We will get to that at some point. We know the Cowboys bring it strong. And we know that firsthand.
I mean,
we'll
if they're not number one, they haven't had that mac and cheese, baby.
And it's not even about number one. For me, it's about who was dead balls last. Make your guess. 877-881-1053. But this is the week, I guess, that we are going to slow roll each and every day a brand new list from ESPN and Jeremy Fowler, NFL insider, who chats with NFL executives from around the league. Mm-hmm. He's done this for the last few years, and they power rank the top 10 players at each position. Okay, so they start with the running backs. That is the first list that has dropped today. So we have NFL executives. It's always fun because you get the actual opinions and perspectives from people that are real decision makers in the NFL, and they tell us who they believe to be the top 10 players at each position. We start with the running backs. I'm sure you've seen this, Wolchuk.
I took a peek, Ski.
You took a peek, Ski.
I know what the list kind of looks like.
So I think the first two names are
easy,
true,
right?
True no-brainers.
Bijan Robinson and Javonte Williams.
Maybe
some Jahmyr Gibbs.
Jahmyr Gibbs of the Detroit Lions, who is actually going to take on the full brunt of RB1 load this year. There's no more David Montgomery. They bring in Isaiah Pacheco. He will be the physical, two to the one punch there of Jahmyr Gibbs. So it is Bijan Robinson, who we know Broaddus absolutely loved and compared to Barry Sanders when he was scouting him out of Texas. Bijan Robinson of the Falcons is number one. And his highest ranking, of course, was number one. Somebody did rank him as low, Wolchuk, as two. Okay, so there was at least one person who believed that he was maybe the second best running back in the league. Jahmyr Gibbs does come in at number two. He was voted number one by a handful of people, but his lowest ranking, somebody ranked him as the eighth best running back in the league. That's the most fascinating thing about this particular list, is seeing where guys end up, but also their lowest ranking. So Jahmyr Gibbs is number two on this list, but somebody ranked him as low as eight, okay? He's got 39 rushing touchdowns in 3 years while splitting time with David Montgomery. I mean, that is ridiculous. 39 rushing touchdowns in 3 years while splitting time. Jahmyr Gibbs is absolutely ridiculous.
Yeah, but he's been incredible.
At three, they're still going to go here with Saquon Barkley.
You're going to knock him for the one bad year after he had a 2K season and led the team to the Super Bowl. I mean, I think in a draft, are you still not taking Barkley? Or is the 1 year enough for you to say no?
I mean, I think I would probably – I would just go a little bit more youthful and explosive. Derrick Henry? Derrick Henry, Saquon Barkley? And Henry's on this list, but like Devon Achane? With that speed,
Achane has a bunch of health issues. Yeah, Henry. Well, Henry, I get it.
You can't. Sure. But think about Philadelphia's offense was kind of a mess last year, wasn't it?
Total. 100%.
So, I mean, like, is it, you know, there were questions about the offensive line coach. There were questions about, well, not questions, there were injury things that happened. The offensive coordinator was a disaster. So I wonder if he's going to be better. He isn't. I understand what you're saying about a younger guy, Eric. I just wondered if that offense was just so bad that it affected
it. Didn't give him a chance.
Really give him a chance.
I'd probably.
And I don't think I would crush him for that.
No.
Watching that
right
garbage.
And 2 years ago, I mean, what, he was probably number one on the list.
Oh, yeah.
So it's like, how far are you going to fall? But, I mean, Jonathan Taylor is a little underrated to me.
Yes.
And that dude for the first half of the season was the MVP of the league, arguably.
Yeah, he was outstanding last year.
Henry and Taylor, I think I could argue. I'd probably put ahead of Barkley. I just don't want to overreact to 1 year and drop him too low.
Yeah.
I still think he's damn good.
Yeah, Barkley had 4 runs of 20-plus yards last year. 13 fewer than the previous year when he was all world.
Wow.
His rushing yards over expected last year, according to Next Gen, went from second in the league to 24th last season. So that is, and I think that's the stat right there that you look at, and that kind of puts more onus on the running back. Based on the blocking, how many yards should you have gotten here, and how many yards did you actually end up getting? Did you get less than what we think you should have gotten based on the blocking, or more? He went from second in 2024 to 24th last season. I think that's probably the most damning stat that you have for him right there. But Barkley comes in at number 3. Then at 4, they still have Christian McCaffrey in there. The Niners, at least one person ranked him as high as number 1, and then you had another person unranked for Christian McCaffrey.
I don't know how you unrank him.
Yeah, I mean,
he was like the one guy last year that seemed to kind of be there and keep doing his job, and he stayed healthy.
Yeah, the problem for him was the under 4 yards per carry last season.
But who's their leading receiver too?
Yeah, but the receiving factor does a huge question.
There's another one of those groups. So if you look at offensive line, didn't he have a real low, like runs before contact or something like that? Wasn't he getting hit like
behind or at the line of scrimmage pretty often? I could see that being the case.
I always remembered that San Francisco was like, well, not always, but I felt like there were a team that was always kind of struggling. Like, they were getting guys hit at the line of scrimmage or behind the line. They didn't have the holes open up like they'd had in past.
Okay, yeah, I'm looking at it now. The Niners ranked, it looks like, 29th
rushing yards
before contact.
Yeah, I mean, you used to watch them the way they'd scheme things, and then they use Juszczyk, you know, and they get guys on the perimeter, Williams and all, and it just didn't seem like they had that going like they did in years past.
So McCaffrey's at 4. You have Jonathan Taylor, Colts running back, at 5. He did get a ranking as high as 2 from someone, and another, his lowest ranking, unranked.
Jeez.
It's so funny to just see the difference in people that are in the league evaluating the same players and the opinions being that much different. Where you have somebody in the league that thinks Christian McCaffrey's still the best running back in the league, and you have somebody else in the league who has him not even in the top 10.
John Lynch with that vote.
That's incredible. And with Jonathan Taylor, somebody thinks he's the second back, best back in the league. Another person thinks he is not even a top 10 running back. At 6, you have Derrick Henry.
Mm-hmm.
His highest ranking was 5th. His lowest ranking was 10th. At 7, you have Bills' James Cook.
James Cook's damn good.
His highest ranking was 3rd. His lowest ranking was 10.
Yeah.
Then you get to Devon Achane, who just got the bag there from the Dolphins at number 8. His highest ranking was 3rd best in the league. His lowest ranking was also unranked and out of the top 10. Then you get to the Super Bowl MVP, who's now in Kansas City, Kenneth Walker. He comes in at number 9. His highest ranking was 6. His lowest ranking, again, unranked. It's just hilarious. Then you get to the Breece Hall and the Jets. He's the 10th best running back on this list, according to NFL executives and scouts. Somebody had him ranked as high as number 7, and somebody else had him unranked.
Jeez.
Okay. He also got paid this offseason. Your honorable mentions, Green Bay's Josh Jacobs, the Rams' Kyren Williams, the Browns, Quinshon Judkins, and then you got votes for DeAndre Swift, our very own Javonte Williams.
Let's go!
Chase Brown, Ashton Jeanty, who I think will be the biggest riser on this list for next year.
Yeah.
A guy who's not on the list. He gets, I guess, a couple of votes, but I think the Raiders will have done enough offensively to talk about a guy that just had no chances last year.
Yeah, the best center in football, arguably. Who knows? Taylor Linderbaum, been paid like he is. That should help a lot. Their offensive line was atrocious.
And having Kubiak, having at least some version of Kirk Cousins or Mendoza, who should provide some level of competence there. So I would think Genty will have a much better sophomore season in the NFL than what he did as a rookie. Now, Broadus, we have the official NFL press box food spread rankings. This comes from Jimmy Kemsky in Filthy. So apparently,
Filthy's got a pretty good one.
Do they? Okay, yeah. Because I was wondering about, like, okay, is he going to do some home cooking for the Eagles?
If he says Philadelphia's up there, then I'm not going to disagree with him too much.
I want to say he's got him at 15th.
Okay.
So he's not.
The soft pretzel is incredible there.
I think that's doing a lot of the heavy lifting, the soft pretzel.
You've
had people fly home. The Cowboys charter you have there.
There's people that have carried plastic bags, Ziploc bags, to Philadelphia to grab me pretzels there.
Fly them back to Dallas and then give it to them on Monday.
Yeah.
Like a 24-hour-old soft pretzel from Philadelphia that's been in a luggage carrier.
It's been good.
And a Ziploc bag. Broadus can't wait to house it on a Monday afternoon.
It's all good, man.
Now, do you, in your time going around stadium to stadium, is there one that stands out to you?
St. Louis back in the day was god-awful. St. Louis, no, wasn't god-awful? Or are you saying god-awful or good or great? Which one are you saying? God-awful?
Yeah, I'm asking you god-awful.
Washington Redskins were the absolute worst.
Okay, that actually...
The Washington Redskins... They gave you a box with a cold sandwich in it, basically, and a bag of chips.
Oh.
So, yeah. I used to go down... Yeah, I take the elevator down one flight, go into the concourse. They had a Johnny Rockets burger place in the concourse.
Johnny Rockets is
and
badass.
I would get a Johnny burger Rockets. From Johnny Rockets and come back up.
You're on a Royal Caribbean cruise, get your Johnny Rockets.
Is that right? Do they make it like a 50s diner kind
they
of
do.
Vibe?
They
yeah.
Do.
Yeah, you get the milkshake and everything. You get the crinkle cut fries.
Yeah, the Washington by far was the worst one I'd ever been in, by far.
Bobby said nothing good about Jacksonville.
Jacksonville
in there. Were they bad?
Jacksonville's bad too.
And then Cleveland. Like those would have been the sewage of the NFL.
The old Cleveland had really good brownies. The old Cleveland Municipal Stadium.
Oh, brownies.
Like me and another scout stole a pan of brownies off the table. Stole them off the table.
That's awesome.
And put them under our desk or where we were sitting and we're just munching on them the whole game.
This was in Cleveland?
That's legendary.
In Cleveland. This is in old Municipal Stadium. Yeah.
Okay, so the brownies trying to at least have one good item that reflects their squad.
Green Bay Packers,
squad,
the
that.
Brats yeah, they're, are incredible. Oh,
they're putting brats in the press box?
At Lambeau Field?
Yeah.
Yes.
Press brats. I like that.
Incredible brats.
I like that.
Yeah, like Philly better have, do they not do Philly cheesesteaks? Like, I'm thinking crab cakes in Baltimore.
I gave a lady.
yeah. You know, some of these people are really half-assing it, Walchuk. That's what I've discovered
in
here.
In Baltimore, I gave a lady a $20 bill to get an extra crab cake.
Yeah.
I said, I took the 20 out of my pocket, put it up on the counter, and just nodded at the crab cake. She put two on my plate, and I saw her take the thing
freaking
and put
pro.
It
there.
That's
Price
a value
a
meal
pro.
Right there. Yeah. Two crab cakes for $20
Yeah.
Live in Baltimore.
And they were good. Good
I bet crab that was
cakes.
Incredible.
Yeah.
So at number 32, we do have the Jacksonville Jaguars. This is how Jimmy Kemsky writes it. He says, there was no worse spread in the NFL than Jacksonville's. Not even Broadus.
Yeah.
Dan Snyder could top their badness.
Yeah.
So going back to your Redskins being a disaster press box food item, this guy is well aware of that, but he is saying even the Jaguars are more disgusting. Okay. Jeez. He says pregame, the Jags had burgers, salad, potato salad, corn on the cob, baked beans, and apple cobbler. At halftime, they had tortilla. They had bad tortilla chips with even worse chili and cheese. Seriously, this is gross. And he shows a picture of the cheese and it looks bad.
It looks gross.
It's got that like plasticky film over the top of it. That is that's problematic.
It's like hardened.
The chili and stuff looked really, really nasty. So the Jags apparently
32.
Have the worst press box food spread.
You have the bottom five? Do you have the bottom five?
Yeah, yeah, okay. We have the bottom five. Go. You mentioned the Browns.
Yeah.
They come in at number 31 out of 32. And he says they didn't even serve coffee. He says, like, literally, you should be able to go anywhere, even if you're somebody who doesn't drink coffee.
Yeah.
You should have a coffee maker in your house just in case you have somebody who wants a cup of Joe.
Yeah.
Like, Broadus, you don't drink coffee.
Don't drink coffee.
If I was at your house right now, could you make me a cup of coffee?
I could.
Okay, see, there you go. Hospitality.
Yeah, but I will say this. The best coffee that I saw set up was at Lumen Field. That's Starbucks in the press box in Seattle.
That's Jordan Schultz.
Yeah.
They're making you frappuccinos and stuff.
Yeah, they are. They're making anything you want up there. Yeah.
The Ravens come in at number 30. Sorry to our buddy Kyle Yeomans,
who will be feasting
on the Baltimore press box spread. He's going to have to pack a lunch on Sundays. Let's see here. Then at number 29, you get the Chicago Bears. They were apparently awful. It was a breakfast pregame for an early game. Belgian waffles, cold and awful. O'Brien potatoes, less awful than the waffles, but still bad. Bacon, decent-ish. Sausage link, cold and bad. Scrambled eggs, no thank you. That's how he put it. So then you get the Steelers at 28. They're awful when it comes to the press
box
food. Except
for the ketchup. Yes, I didn't pop in there.
Then it's the 49ers.
Yeah,
with the fifth worst press box food spread.
I don't think so.
They just gave him a cold sub and some chips and a bagged cookie. That's what they gave him, bro.
He must have been an auxiliary box because Brad Sham were dining out. We had quality food right behind the box. Yeah, that was good. Yeah, it was excellent.
Apparently, in San Francisco, at the press box bathroom at the urinal, there is a sign that reads this: warning. Recycled water. Do not drink.
Yeah.
What the hell? Who? I mean, I guess you had a lot of homeless that are pooping all over the place.
No, this is in the press box of the stadium, but he never
really so what are we washing our hands with there?
It's not good.
That's a good point.
That's a strong question.
We're washing our hands in poop water.
The one bathroom that has a sign that says, please don't wash your hands. Our water sucks that bad.
But also don't drink it because you're drinking feces.
Now, coming in at number one, of course, is going to be
the Cowboys.
Your Dallas Cowboys.
Number one?
Number one.
Even
from a Philadelphia writer.
Damn right.
He notes that the Cowboys is far and away the number one press box food experience, okay, around the league. You get the Falcons at two. He's got respect for what the Falcons got cooked up. The Houston Texans, I think it's just a Texas hospitality thing.
Just do it right.
Okay, the Texans are doing
it right.
I
remember the Texans being great.
I wonder who, like, Legends does the Cowboys, right?
Right. Yeah. The Raiders would be the same.
Raiders, the Rams?
The Raiders, the Rams were the two legends, yeah. I've never been to SoFi. I've never done a game at SoFi.
Well, it would just be such a slap in the face to know you're going to be going to a stadium for as a media member on a game day. You're probably at the stadium for
we're spoiled at AT&T
for 7-8 hours
easily.
Yeah,
and you're like, dang, dude, I got to run to the concession stand to buy some nachos or something to get me by.
Before the game, when the Legends brings us food,
oh, we're 10 out of 10 spoiled.
Like we could, like the food in the press box could be awful. But we would get, like, good food from Legends.
Tell me about it.
Well, there it is. Football's finest here on a Monday. Great to have you in the G-Bag Nation. Let's get you the commercial-free expressway. G-Bag of the Day, LA Live, all coming up next right here on the...
Listeners, I want to tell you about a new podcast from Odyssey called Family Lore, where people tell interesting stories about their family history, and then we investigate the truth behind them. Family Lore is available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. Commercial free, courtesy of the on-time experts, the official AC heating and plumbing partner of the Dallas Cowboys, the Dallas Stars, and the Love of the Star podcast. That's an Odyssey podcast. You can find it on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. But you're locked into the G-Bag Nation right now. Just over 90 minutes to USA and Belgium with our guy, Balogun, getting ready to take the pitch. Okay, I believe I'm seeing here that he's still going to be fined like $40,000 for the red card.
Oh, I bet they'll eat that fine for him.
Yeah, I think at least half of it can be paid by the U.S. Federation instead of actually all having to come out of his pocket. But that is the controversy of the day. And the World Cup has brought a ton. You want to talk about just meeting the moment with the storylines, the games, the stars for the most part showing up in a big way as well. You had Holland yesterday for Norway getting it done in a big way, but you've seen the superstar players show up when it's mattered, and then all of the things that are just on the ancillary purview of what is going down here. We'll get into it a little bit more at 6:20, but there's been so many great stories that have come out from this. this, but it's all about Balogun tonight, and I am 100% on board with it in terms of the way that you know they had to remedy the bad situation. They had to do it, and I guess it took President Donald Trump to go ahead and make a phone call, which is it is a weird deal. Somebody texted in earlier and was like, "So what's next? Is he gonna put the call in for the Cowboys after they get jobbed by a call?" I'm like, "Dude, he's been president for a while. He hasn't done it yet."
I've been waiting.
Walchuk's been
Please
waiting.
Put the call in, President.
He's been waiting for years.
Come on. I want to go back and replay 2014
to get a lucky break, and it just hasn't quite happened yet. But the amount of people that are just totally beside themselves for this particular decision here, and it was a wonky road to get here, okay? But everyone with eyeballs acknowledges how bad of a call it was when they handed him the red card. And then their process of giving him that red card where they use the VAR in a way that they are not supposed to be using it.
Yeah, they cheated first.
They cheated first.
You know what? Screw them. They cheat. Don't blame us for being cheaters.
Oh,
we didn't even do anything.
We did nothing here. The FIFA, FIFA is definitely having to hold the L on this one just because of from start to finish, they've botched it. But the fact that the right decision has ultimately been made, and Belgium is completely beside themselves right here. Wonder if that adds a little fire for them tonight, as they have a bunch of old guys, don't they? Isn't it a roster with a bunch of old dudes trying to run around? And now you have a rested Belligan who didn't have to play the last half of that game.
That's true. Yeah, I mean, Kevin De Bruyne is still great, Lukaku, but it is. I mean, their golden generation, when they beat the USA in 2014, we're talking 12 years ago, that was supposed to be one of the best chances Belgium had to win a World Cup. So they are aging out, and I do think the United States have an opportunity tonight. I believe they'll win 2-1 would be my prediction. I'm going to go Weston McKennie, local guy. I think he's been chomping at the bit. He's going to get a goal. Flo will get a goal. Pulisic will probably get a couple of assists. I've been putting in the call for Pulisic. I said 2 goals previously. He's not rewarded me yet. So I'm going to fade him tonight, and then what's he going to do on Prize Picks? Boom! He's going to go ahead and hit a hat trick or something. But I think the U.S. cruises, and we'll see you against Spain on the 10th.
All right, let's go into the Pimp Cup. It's time for a Monday edition of the G-Bag of the Day.
USA, USA, USA. G-Bag of the Day, we do it every weekday on The Fan, 5:30. My name is L.A. How you doing?
Hey.
This is fueled by East Dallas Diesel there, Mr. Woolchuck.
Hell yes, it is.
Hell yeah, it is,
EastDallasDiesel.com. Check them out.
East Dallas Diesel. All right, our winner and champ, I believe, going for 4 today. The count may be off a little bit. Hey, I don't know.
I like the 4. We're just going to go with 4.
Yeah.
We had a bunch of days. He was a repeat champ.
He's been here about 4 weeks, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So currently 3-time looking for 4.
Yeah.
I love it.
That's what we're going to agree with today. Because that's all it has to do. All we have to do is just agree.
Yep.
And it's a thing. Just like language. We can make up a word. We just all agree. Yeah, it is. It's A.I. Dawson. This is from the diabolical mind of Bobby Belt. He's making fun of Dawson's transitions in radio because he can go from one subject to another with just reckless abandon. I mean, a subject about a murder to puppies real quick. Anyway, A.I. Dawson, diabolical transition. Shout out to Bobby for making this.
I mean, I think we've all just watched in horror about these riots, you know, the last couple days in Charlottesville. But again, that's nothing compared to the riots, of course, that Cowboys fans are having right now after Ezekiel Elliott was suspended for 6 games yesterday by Roger Goodell. Stephen Hawking was just this larger-than-life figure, not only in science, but in classrooms, lecture halls, and even pop culture for several decades, you know? And he will be missed. Salute. All right, Nation.
Will be missed.
Speaking of ALS, all's the Mavs needed last all's night was Mavs. 13 from Dirk Nowitzki. They beat the Knicks 110-97. I just think we were all stunned yesterday, you know, when we started to see that news come out about Kobe. And, you know, you're just saying to yourself, that can't be real. But it was. Speaking of Kobe, we're a little under 81 days to the Masters now.
Well, speaking of Kobe.
It's a historic day, obviously, at the Supreme Court with the Roe v. Wade ruling. Well, we're going to hit a board a little early this evening as well. Rangers at Nationals pregame begins here in about 30 minutes. Certainly all of our thoughts and prayers are with DeMar Hamlin after last night. Mavs were on the good end of a collapse last night as the Rockets blew an 18-point lead in the second half. Yeah, you see some of those reports, and apparently Rob Reiner had tried to get his son help for years.
For years.
Even just really recently. All right, Nation, Cowboys fans are also trying not to lose their heads after yesterday's loss to the Vikings.
Said the Mavs were on the good side of a collapse tonight.
Come on,
it's unbelievable,
dog.
Dude.
Come on.
Truly incredible work.
It's not even necessary.
Okay, let's go to Rangers TV broadcast.
Here we go.
Yeah, the Aussie World Cup fan caught the foul ball.
Caught the foul ball.
You seen that?
Oh, I did.
Man. Yeah, Mike Bassett was on that call. Pretty excited about it.
And that one's shanked on the right side. And up into the seats, and an Aussie got it.
This is awesome.
You can take it home. It's yours to keep.
And he caught it, right? He caught it with his hands. I mean, for fans that don't like hands at all.
Yeah, that's right.
The Socceroos.
Thought he was going to catch it with his foot, man.
He's a footy catcher.
That would have been more impressive.
Yeah. He caught it right. Let's see here. How about this one? Fishing. I got a fishing clip here for you, Mr. Broadus.
There we go.
Yeah. I didn't go fishing this past weekend.
That's an upset.
Surely had the itch, though. Surely did have the itch. There's a dude named Kodak White on Instagram. Kodak He's got like maybe 1,200 followers.
Okay.
So he's not super big out there, but I think he might have a viral one right here. At least it's viral with me. He was fishing with his older brother named Mr. J.
Mr. J.
And Kodak caught himself a 10-pound bass. That thing was huge. Listen to him. He was in ecstasy, if you will.
Nah, I got a fish. But I don't know what kind of fish it is, though. I don't think it's a bass. Nope. No, he's still here. Oh, Mr. J. Grab the net, Mr. J. Mr. J. Oh, Mr. J. There he goes. Let's go to the 10, Mr. J. There he goes. There he goes, Mr. J.
Get him out.
Oh, Mr. J. Oh, look at that mouth. Look at that
Surrender
mouth.
Boy, look what my boy got. Look what my boy got. Oh, my God. Wow. Where you scared?
Oh, it's right here in the bag.
Oh,
my God. Right here in the bag.
Look at the
f***ing
eyes on that
sh**. Oh, my God, Mr. J. I don't see the scale, Mr. J.
Oh.
It's right here, Mr. J.
Oh,
oh, my
what?
God.
What?
Where's your phone at, Mr. J? Take a picture of that.
What? Oh, this boy got a 10 on this boy got a 10.
Oh, take a picture from Mr. J. Yeah, I'll turn it around.
Turn around.
Oh my God.
He was at the height of pleasure.
That was not a bit?
No, that was not a bit, bro. Man. Oh, Mr. J. Oh. I mean, the fish was huge. I can understand being super excited. A 10 pound bass, bro.
It's a big bass.
That's a big bass.
That was.
Oh, Mr. J.
Take a picture.
Take a picture. Oh, it's got a big old mouth, Mr. J.
Oh, look what my boy got. Look what my boy got. Oh my. Where you scared?
Oh, it's right here in the bag.
It's right here in the bag.
What's he talking like that, bro?
That's some of the most not safe for work sound you've ever played.
Oh my gosh, that is wow.
Oh my gosh.
Fishing ASMR?
Yeah.
Dude.
Yeah, that's pretty crazy. Let's go to Detroit versus the Yankees. We got a fan trolling one of the Detroit Tigers outfielder, James Outman, I believe.
Outman. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, Outman.
He's
Outman. He wanted him to drop some balls in the outfield. He did. And he got picked up through the mics.
That? He's back. Outman, I know you hear me. You're a loser. 0-1. Fly ball, right center field. Outman circles underneath and makes a catch. One solitary person was yelling, drop it, as loudly as you'll hear anybody yell, drop it.
I mean, how about you picking it up, too?
Well, how'd I miss him?
You know, well, I'm watching the play. And
drop it!
I'm making sure James Outman is not listening, you know, to that.
Outman,
I know you hear me! You're a loser!
Wow. And
I heard those.
Enough of that guy.
Enough of that guy.
Man, that was actually pretty respectful from him. No F-bombs, no bleeps needed for a Yankees troll. That's an upset.
Well done.
Drop it! Kept it family friendly.
You suck!
Yeah, you suck. There's some great drops in here.
Alman, I know you hear me!
Yeah, some great drops in here, bro.
And
I heard those.
Enough of that guy.
Yeah. Great drops in here. Great clip. Okay, what else we got here? Oh, I'm up against it. Hey, yesterday's your church day. I pray you got your blessing. Shout out to my Reverend Doctor, Pastor, and politician, Mr. Frederick Douglass Haynes over there at the Wild Wild West, Friendship West Baptist Church, Oak Cliff. Let's go to Celestial Praise Ministry. Celestial Praise Ministry in Newport News, Virginia. They're having a praise and worship service, and this pastor is very eccentric. He's a very eccentric person, and I think he just got caught up in the praise and worship, and he went somewhere else.
I'm a witness, the Lord. We will provide.
Come on, bro. Come on, dog.
Buckle my shoe.
See what I'm saying?
3, 4, shut the door. 5, 6, pick up 6, 7, 8. Big fat head, he will provide. I know the Lord will. Don't put that on YouTube. I got a little too happy.
Nah, we put that on YouTube, bro. Nah, we putting that on YouTube, fam. Don't put that on YouTube.
He knew immediately.
Yeah. 1, 2, buckle my shoe.
He was feeling that. All right.
Tell me some more.
Is it the 3-time champion looking for 4 AI? Dawson. Mm. Is it Rangers TV? Aussie fan catches the ball not with his feet, but with his hands. Is it the fishing clip? My gosh, the man is having a just an all-time pleasurable experience catching that.
Very pleasurable.
Mr. Giant bass.
Mr. J. Take a flip it around, Mr. J.
My boy got a 10-pounder. Yes, I do, Mr. J.
Oh, damn, J.
Is it the Yankees fan trolling Altman, or is it the church clip? Pastor getting caught up in the praise and worship there. Wow. Okay, let's see here. I'm gonna go with the fish, man.
Uh-oh.
Give me that giant bass.
That sounds
Lucius.
Right.
Yeah, that sounds insane. Yeah, me too, bro.
Okay.
Come on, man. I've been wanting to go fishing all weekend, but, you know, you can't go out there on the 4th of July on the lake.
I might become a fisherman after that.
No. You
talk to somebody like that on a boat for like 9 hours?
Yeah, that guy?
I am not.
Well, Chuck.
Give me AI Dawson.
AI Dawson, 2-1 brought us.
Yeah, I was going to vote for the Aussie. Catching
the
ball.
For the Aussie?
Yeah.
Okay. 2-1, and now your new G-Bag of the Day champion.
Oh,
it is the most pleasurable fishing experience of all time. And we will replay that champ at 2:20 tomorrow with a brand new batch of John Blaze from Lucius at 5:30. We stay in the Pimp Cup with Lucius for some LA Live.
You guys in there watching the Larry Elder Show.
I know.
I can't change that channel.
We can't change the channel.
Good.
It's like
good.
We're Salem.
Good.
Salem News Channel, man. We can't turn it off.
That's probably a Bobby thing.
It's kind of big.
Can't turn it off.
All right, let's get into a butt naked. Nope, it's not.
No,
this is a Monday Friday edition. It's the fishing clip. The fishing clip.
It's Monday
fishing
Wednesday.
Clip got me. Yeah, fishing clip. All right, yeah. Monday Friday edition of LA Live, right after the great Rick James.
Well, all right, you friends. Time to smoke. Fire up this funk and let's have a toast.
Don't fire it up.
It'll make you dance to some of everything.
Never heard a crackhead say, I ain't got no money today, so I ain't about to go smoke no crack.
Mm-mm.
You ain't never heard that.
Mm-mm.
Why? Because they do it no matter what. They get it done.
Yep.
Go out there today with that crackhead energy. Go be a crackhead. I mean, don't go smoke crack. I'm just trying to give some morning motivation, man. Right. I don't know how else to say this. Hone in on that crackhead energy. Don't do crack,
yeah.
But be a crackhead. but not a crackhead. Just have a fucking good day.
Have a good week, just man. Have a good week. This is the start of the week right here. You know, I mean, I'm pretty sure some of you guys are getting off, but it's still the start of the week. It's Monday. Get in this week's behind. Write down your goals and attack them, baby. This is LA Live for Monday, July 6, 2026. It is a Monday, Friday edition of LA Live. Go ahead, man. We're busting out some serious funk. Shout out to the now disbanded Dallas hip hop group PPT for naming today Monday, Friday. The vibes here is just some things I seen and did over the weekend, over the holiday weekend, all right? LA Live is brought to you by Metro Flow Plumbing. Shout out to those blue collar ballers. The 4th of July was a vibe.
We're busting out of this serious joint. It's too sad for me.
Did you guys have a good 4th of July? I know we talked about it at 2 o'clock, but here it is, 5:30. How was the 4th of July? Could you rate it for me? How would you feel? Did you hang out with family? Did you pop fireworks? Did you eat barbecue? Did you do all of the 4th of July
barbecue and the family. We did not have any fireworks this year, unfortunately. Maybe when the girls get a little older, they can stay up a little later. We'll be able to enjoy that.
Okay, so you didn't actually even get to experience watching.
You didn't like, go to
watching.
A firework thing?
No.
You didn't on TV? Didn't show them fireworks on TV?
No.
Damn.
We didn't do that either.
I mean, you've seen one, you've seen them all. Let's be real.
You're not even playing it on the TV for the babies.
Well, when they're that young, you don't know
if it's going to about Hanukkah or anything like that coming up.
They can short circuit it, scares them. My you know, it could backfire.
Yeah, she was asleep by 6 o'clock. And my oldest, I mean, the pool luckily takes it out of her.
Yeah.
So she was asleep by 7:30.
So did you watch some organized fireworks anywhere, anybody?
Not organized. It was just random backyards in my parents' neighborhood. Was. But it was a nice show.
You can hear them.
It sure was.
Where I live over there, like, it wasn't too far from Kaboom Town.
So
you could hear them.
Yeah, that's a madhouse.
Los Colinas had their official fireworks show Friday night. I was out there having a good time, drank some tequila, watching the fireworks. Saturday night, I spent it in the pool.
Yes.
With the Bluetooth speaker booming.
That's the way.
More tequila in the bag of that Shaman. It was a vibe out there. And I was hoping one of these ballers that live near me dropped a bag and had their own fireworks show at the golf course.
Yeah.
But they didn't do it.
Oh, they didn't
do it? Not even Dutch?
Really? Nah, they didn't do it.
They usually have a fireworks show.
They usually have, like, somebody that pays, you know, whatever the case is and pops their own little personal fireworks, and we get, like, a sneak peek show.
Yeah.
But no, my neighbors didn't let me down. My neighbors did not let me down. You guys have some big old balls out here in the DFW. Now, I'm not sure if this because it was America 250 or is this a recession indicator, but there was a lot of people going around selling fireworks this year, like out of the trunk of their car, out of the back of their truck.
Wow.
I got offered so many different fireworks from people.
I did see more stands than usual, like just like pop-up stands. I know the one or two that are usually there, but I saw five or six this year all in a similar area, and I wasn't really sure why either.
I got DMs of people selling fireworks. Maybe it was just 250.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's a recession indicator. I don't know.
It's a gig economy.
Yeah, but it was popping off in my neighborhood. I heard a lot of fireworks. I also heard some fire.
Oh.
Pow, 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 pow. Yeah, just like this guy right here did. He had his whole family out on the patio as they're watching people just pop fireworks.
Uh-oh.
Got his baby out there, his wife. There you go.
All right. I just try to make a beautiful video of my f***ing family, y'all. This is when I tell y'all I don't make shit up. I don't make shit up. I got to get my family out the f***ing hood, y'all.
Yeah, you still do.
Reevaluating his entire existence.
Got to get my family out the hood, man. Hey, there was one particular firework that is killing it this season, though. There's about like maybe two dudes in my area that were popped them by the pool. Whoa!
Okay.
It's called a 280 shot Ronin cake.
Rodent?
Ronin.
Oh, Ronin.
Yeah, Ronin cake. The 280 shot Ronin cake. It goes for like $300 and up. That thing oh my gosh, they shut it down out there. Greens, blues, yeah. yellows, way up in the sky, just popping. It's like the one you want to pop for the finale.
Yeah.
yeah.
But it sounds like a war.
Yeah, the one, and I don't know if this is the same one, Lucius, but the one that goes up, and then when it pops, it's like you're 3D. Have you ever seen Boom. That where it comes, instead of going out, it goes right at you. Like it gets bigger.
Oh, I love those. Yeah,
instead of, it, you know, it's just like it yeah, goes up are, and then, yeah, it, and then like the that. Blast, it's like you're sitting in 3D and it's coming towards you.
And is that the professional one or is that the yeah, one you can just go buy? Okay. The professional these Ronas, you can go buy these joints. Oh, and right. I want to buy one, yeah. but I just don't have the balls to pop it because yeah. I can pay the fine. I'm just scared of it landing on somebody else's yeah. house.
Oh, and they
fire. Yeah, yeah, you know, you know, caught somebody's backyard on yeah. fire or something weird. Uh-huh. Listen to this darn thing.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And they were popping this in the neighborhood, bro.
That thing's wild.
280 shots. Like $300 and up. Just noise making, but it looks beautiful. Still going.
Damn.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
So that's the final one, right?
Yeah, that's the finale. That's the finale last one you yeah. pop, and my man had like two of them things.
Yeah.
Everybody was standing outside with their hands on their hips looking up like, what the hell is going on? They
give their, ooh, ah, ooh,
they came out to be mad, yeah. but then they got caught up looking.
Yeah,
they got caught up there looking. I'm glad everybody had a good 4th of July. You hear Jamie Foxx make an announcement at his 4th of July party?
No.
About parking? Somebody's car needed to be moved.
Mercedes needs to move. There's also a Nissan on the property that's not blocking anything, but we just need to get it off the property because it's making us look bad. Right? So whoever, I'm joking about that. Whatever car you came in, we know that you came with love. Happy 4th of July!
Yeah, we had a good 4th of July, but former NFL baller Marcellus Wiley didn't. They got him. Yeah. They got him. Yeah, former NFL defensive end and Los Angeles sports radio personality Marcellus Wiley was arrested Saturday in Florida after allegedly threatening to kill his old lady.
Jeez.
Maybe he said that in the moment of just being when you still, it still don't hit. Yeah. It still don't hit. No. And he poked her in the face. Oh. Said he poked her right there in the cheek with that finger.
That's just disrespectful, dude.
That's just very disrespectful. This happened at the World Marriott in Orlando around 4:47 p.m. Is that a Disney vacation?
Yeah.
They got into it at a Disney vacation?
I'll tell you, walking around that place all day will make you want to fight.
It's the happiest place on earth, bro.
It's not the happiest place on earth. The people watching there is outstanding. Everyone's getting in a fight with each other.
Yeah, it is not a happy place.
No, honey. No.
You've spent all your money. Spend all your money. You're hot. You're tired. You know,
kids are screaming.
It's not a good place.
You're schwitzing.
I've definitely slammed the door to it at the Disney World.
Oh, of course. You're paying ridiculous prices. You've got heat stroke.
I definitely slammed the door.
I'm thinking how I'm going to get out of the Orlando airport.
Your legs are like falling off your body.
Wiley faces a possible charge of misdemeanor domestic battery, according to the Orange County Corrections Department.
Yeah.
He was released on $1,000 cash bond. The former Pro Bowl player is married to Anne Marie Wiley, a former cast member of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Ooh, nice.
And the mother of his three children.
Yes.
And just to add a little bit more to you, so you know about Wiley. Multiple women have accused Wiley of sexual assault.
Oh.
Aye.
Multiple. He's fighting multiple cases right now.
Well, he was at Fox Sports for a bit.
Multiple different kinds of pokes there for old Marcellus.
Wow.
That's probably a big, dominant finger getting poked
that's
in your face.
Like, that's a huge defensive end-ass finger in your face, in your cheek.
that's more than a smush.
Yeah, that's more. The Empire State Proposal couple.
Yeah.
They have been charged.
Okay, what are we looking at?
Yeah. About four things, right?
They threw the book at these boys.
Sure did,
The daredevil couple, Angela and Ivan, face felony and misdemeanor charges. That is, felony and misdemeanor charges
burglary in the third degree, reckless endangerment in the first degree, and criminal mischief. Are those the felonies?
What are the what's burglary for?
I think they had to break into the situation.
They broke in to get out there. Yeah.
Well, I think I read like they were there that day, and then when they closed up shop, they stayed, like they hid overnight so that they could climb up in the morning. I think that's what I was reading about.
This man found him a ride or die, bro. Yeah. He found him a ride or die. They were also hit with trespassing, criminal tampering, possession of burglar's tools.
Oh, dang.
Yeah, and disorderly conduct. The lawyer who is giving my cousin Vinny vibes right now.
No.
He says they're being overcharged. Listen to this dude.
We all saw the evidence. They were up there. They weren't supposed to be there. What's the defense?
So we're not going to be making any statement of defense yet because we haven't had a chance to review all the discovery yet. We need to observe. We need to review all the discovery. Go through it with a fine comb.
Oh boy.
And then we can assess that. But there's really no way I can properly, you know, advise you on that at this stage. Another issue is, you know, based off my reading of this complaint, the DA's office overcharged here, all right?
So they had to have known they were going to be seen by the whole, not just the city.
Absolutely, and they're trying to send a message. But at the end of the day, you know, thank God that my firm and I were hired. You know,
thank God
there's no bail set on this case, and we're going to do what we need to do, just like on any other case.
What was the motivation for them to do this?
I'm not going to be making any statements as far as their motivation. I'm here as their lawyer, and I'm just going to be doing my job.
Wait, you said they had a message, right? What was the message they wanted to send?
Well, listen, as far as what I've seen, and I'm sure you've all seen, it was a message of love, all right? And
it was love,
you know,
right?
That's a nice thing.
And that's a nice thing.
It was
thing.
Love. I mean, why are we going to do anything? Because it's love, baby.
That's a nice thing. It looked like he bought his suit from maybe a very large gentleman and didn't get the chance to try it on.
Whoa.
And he had to be here for this press conference. So he just threw that suit on. That suit is swallowing him up.
Tony Sopranos.
He's looking crazy in that suit, fidgeting with his pen. Good luck on that case right there.
Look, can we tell you this?
Yeah, I'm seeing they bought regular tickets to the 86th floor observatory at 9 p.m. the night before. When the building closed, they hid inside. The next morning, they slipped through a maintenance hatch on the 103rd floor, the one used to service the water towers, then free climbed a 200-foot antenna with no harness and 100-degree heat.
Jeez.
So they had this thing planned out, dude, and they got unbelievable production value.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I think they probably made a ton of money on this. I think they're probably like worth it.
Yeah, they got that Netflix documentary about them called Skywalkers, a love story. And folks are having a good time writing with that flag. Yeah. Writing your own message with that flag.
Sure.
Folks are having a good time with that,
bro.
Sure
are. Great for the memes.
Yeah. Somebody said I saw a video of a guy with a 1,000-shot box. Wow.
A 1,000-shot box.
That Ronin Candle thing. Can't imagine that. That's going to be a hit, man.
Light me up like a Roman candle.
All right, let's go USA, man. Shout out to, what's my man named? Ogun?
Balogun.
But it's spelled Ogun.
Yeah, it is.
Like the African mythical god.
Maybe.
Ogun.
My man's got the power.
Yeah, he does. Yeah, yeah, this is for him.
Corruption is not bad.
Yeah.
Corruption is only bad if I'm not involved.
Yeah.
But if I'm part of that corruption, I'll defend it.
Yeah! I defend it. My name is Lucius Alexander, LA. I will be black tomorrow. Lord willing, the creek don't rise. That's my time. Y'all be safe out here. Let's go, USA.
Let's go. We are going to the next phase. Let's do it, baby. Let's get the win over Belgium. Flo is in the starting lineup. Of course, your lead striker tonight. I'm headed to Cosm, fellas. Make sure you come on out. Say what's up. Cosm in the Grandscape. It's going to be amazing. USA wins tonight. They advance to take on Spain at SoFi Stadium on the 10th of July.
Let's go,
USA. I love you, fellas. I love all of you. Eric, around the rim?
Yes, sir. Brad Stevens explains the Jaylen Brown trade next year in the nation.
Hey there. I'm Kendra Adachi, and my show, The Lazy Genius Podcast, helps you be a genius about the things that matter and lazy about the things that don't, and you get to decide what matters. I'm not here to tell you what to do. I'm here to give you a new way to see. Episodes of the Lazy Genius Podcast are full of compassionate time management tips and permission slips to do what makes sense for you. New episodes drop every Monday. Follow and listen to the Lazy Genius Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.